Good morning, Dr. Shinde. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 12-7-23, Mrs. Holmes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8-30-23. There's been some improvement, period. The paragraph impression, a moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease without bronchoreactivity and without progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Rideway, R-E-I-D-W-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 12-7-23, Mr. Rideway performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-30-23, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Lendora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 12-7-23, Mrs. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal bronchioreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-17-23, there's been no significant change in the degree of airways obstruction, perhaps an improved effort on the forced vital capacity, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gloria Berman. This goes to Dr. Chambers. On 12-7-23, Mrs. Berman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchioreactivity, period. The air velocity index was less than one. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 and normalized after bronchodilators, period. If compared to a prior study dated 5-30-23, there's been improvement in flow rates, period. In a paragraph impression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction with mild bronchioreactivity, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Juna Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner on 12-7-23. Mrs. Lovelace performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a decrease in the forced vital capacity. However, flow rates normalized, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-13-23, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. No paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstructions showing no significant change, period. Thank you.